Oh, hello.
Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is hotly, hotly, hotly requested.
Yes.
And that is every one of, you know, the four favorite episodes of the year. And yeah, that would be springtime.
We've been waiting.
We've been waiting 3 months. And now
did we do fall?
No, I don't think we've done any for a while because you keep shaming me, even though everybody is clearly obsessed with the seasons.
Okay, so I've been avoiding doing seasonal topics for a minute because, I mean, I'm more of a Bree's birthday kind of gal, you know, or like a catching up kind of gal. Yeah. But recently, I went to, if you follow us on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast, you've seen this. Recently, I went to a musical with my girlfriend, Anastasia. And let's just say Anastasia, while it was a beautiful...
Like, her name is not Anastasia.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I have a new girlfriend now, Anastasia.
I was like, wow, you just outed your cheating really easily.
Me and my mistress, Anastasia. we went to the musical Anastasia, which honestly, I didn't know was a musical. I've only known it as the Disney movie, but obviously it's one of those stories like Cinderella that's been done a million times and it's rooted in folklore and everything else. So anyways, let's just say that this musical is not exactly like LGBTQ plus central. There's nothing anti-gay about it. It's just like the most wholesome, like straight old person musical. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when we went to Book of Mormon, for example, obviously like the entire fucking crowd is queer. Like it's that vibe. At Anastasia, everyone is either like 12 years old or 70 plus, right? And we walk into this theater and we sit down and the two people beside us are queer. And I'm like, I'm telling you, if you scan that theater, I think we were the only four in the entire. Well,
they sat you together for ease. Yeah.
They're like, oh, we'll shuffle you over to the LGBTQ section. So we sat down and I mean, I clocked it because everyone who's queer knows that when you are in public, you clock when other people are gay. Whether you like actually, you obviously don't say it to people, but if I sit in a restaurant, the first thing I'm doing is scanning the crowd for other queers.
Sometimes you say it out loud as well.
Depends. Yeah, sometimes I'm just like, hey, you queer.
Any F slurs out here?
But on this occasion, because I was at the theater, I did not. And
a dignified woman at the theater.
So, you know, I was trying to be a little more polite about it. And then actually they were like, hey, and I forget who said that they listened. I don't know if they both listened. They're like, are you Bree? I listen to I Can Explain Podcast.
Oh my God,
and I was like, oh my God, this is so amazing that we've both found each other in this very like straight centric wholesome performance, but also that you're a listener. I was like, you're my favorite kind of people. And no joke, we watched the musical and then we're about to leave and I'm like, okay, well, it was so nice meeting y'all. Their names were Ryan and Blaze and they were like, oh yeah, so nice to meet you too, we're waiting for the spring episode. And I was like, okay, I hate you now. You just ruined it.
Yeah,
you ruined the whole vibe.
You're a vibe ruiner, babe. It's you.
I know. So you
inside the house.
I just need you to know that you have people out in these streets and I want to know how much you paid Ryan and Blaze to sit beside me. You paid for their Anastasia tickets. You paid for their Uber there. And then you paid them off to request spring. And I know that's the case. So I came here today to confront you about it.
Well, a lady never tells her secrets. But I did reward them handsomely.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yes. I mean, their families are safe for now. Speaking of families being safe, make sure that you rate us wherever you're listening. 5 stars, 5 stars only. hit that subscribe button or follow button. Honestly, I don't know what buttons are available on the different platforms, but wherever you're listening, do what you gotta do.
There's buttons.
Just start hitting buttons.
Honestly. Just mash them. Like it's fucking Street Fighter up in this bitch.
Exactly. No one really knows what they're doing. It's Street Fighter. You know, like just hit buttons. And then also follow us on social media at I Can Explain Podcast. And that's on Instagram and Twitter. And if you click the link in our bio, round two of the merch is available. So there's new Gayborhood merch. It's personally, I mean, I'm biased, but I think it's so fucking cute. I'm kind of obsessed with it. It's cute because we're starting to see people receive their merch and they're really enjoying it too. So thank you to all of you and to all of our patrons who support us and this podcast. It's springtime, baby. So, Sean, how have you been? Oh, go ahead.
I mean, how have I been? We're doing this abroad once again. Feels like we're back in the struggle times of 2020. But literally. I was sick this whole weekend, and Brie is one of those annoying people that if somebody coughs down the street, she has chlamydia. So
okay, that only happened one time.
What, you know, once is enough. So, and Brie is, as we know, because she never stops talking about it, Brie's a busy girl.
Yes,
so
I
couldn't get her sick. So we're once again, I actually feel okay today, but people at work were commenting about how I sounded stuffed up.
You do sound stuffed up. This is making me really happy that I'm not in a room with you right now.
Yeah, well, you're usually happy that you're not in a room with me, but this one feel cleansed. Is even more so. So that's why we're doing it Zoom style. It's been
you kind of sound like Alaska right now when you said Zoom style. I was like, ooh, Alaska dupe.
When I Alaska dupe, I made a fucking dupe joke like 4 weeks ago, and you stared at me, and now I can tell that you're on dupe talk.
You've been holding this in.
Well, no, because no, I'm saying right now you just made a dupe joke, which is telling me that you've finally caught up on dupe talk, which means that your algorithm is like 5 to 6 weeks late.
Okay, I'm not on dupe talk. I just know what a dupe is. What the fuck's dupe talk?
Oh my god, you're even later than I thought.
It still hasn't caught up. I just made a reference to you being a dupe because you sounded like Alaska. Like that's everyone's known forever what a dupe is. What the fuck's dupe talk?
Oh, this is okay. Well, I'm not gonna get into it. I'm just embarrassed for you that you don't know. Are you on Let Loose Talk?
Oh yes, I am on Let Loose Talk. Which I'm okay.
Have you let loose today?
Honestly, no, I do need to let loose. I think honestly that should be the soundtrack to my life. I should always have it in my ears because I'm the opposite of a let loose gal.
You're not a loose gal. Well,
depends in what context you're talking about. I really am happy for Lucy LaDuca that she's getting like a little bit of a good vibe because I'm not exaggerating when I say if I went on okay, here's the thing. Let's bring it back for a second. If for those of you who don't know, we're talking about RuPaul's Drag Race and there's a drag performer, kind of a character. I mean, that's how they edit it and everything else. Right. And I always think about this with reality television. And every once in a while, you see a certain person go on that you can tell is completely unaware of how they potentially could be coming off. Like, And I think that Lucy's perception of how she would come off on the show and like how she would receive the final edit and everything else is completely different than what is happening, and you can just tell that, and it almost like it makes me sad. Like there's some people I love to hate on the show and there's some people, and I think the reason I love to hate them on that show or any reality TV show is because I'm aware that they went in with the understanding that they either don't give a fuck or they're aware
they want
that
the villain edit
they want the villain edit or they don't care if people don't like them, like
into it.
Yes,
like self-awareness that we talked about.
Exactly. Whereas I feel like our girl Lucy just was not expecting this. So I feel bad, honestly, because even I watch Pit Stop, and even all the guests on Pit Stop and stuff have been drag, and Bianca. I mean, Bianca's for savage. Sure. So to see like some like fun vibes, and I mean, honestly, she's winning. She's probably getting downloads like fucking crazy on that song.
And I think it all started because Alaska is obsessed with Let Loose and started singing it like 7 weeks ago on the fucking Race Chasers.
She's like touring with that song now.
Literally. Yeah, I know. I saw that.
Which is so funny because I'm like, only Alaska would like literally save someone's career by like performing a song.
Only Alaska would steal someone else's song and then just keep rolling with the meme.
Keep going with it. Yeah.
So yeah, I do think you should let loose today, though, because I'm a little concerned if you're not letting loose every day, you know? Because
it's springtime, so is there a better time to let loose?
This is the time to let loose.
Speaking
just
of...
Just like, what?
You have your birthday coming up in a couple weeks. Are you ready to let loose for that?
This is not Sean's birthday, Brie.
I know, but I'm talking about you letting loose for your birthday because I have a bone to pick with you. It seems like you're not letting loose for your birthday.
I'm, what does that mean? I'm not letting loose for my birthday. I don't want to age. I think every day that I might just clamber inside my little small freezer of my apartment and see if that'll cryogenically stop my aging. So yeah,
is this,
I don't know.
I've got a question for you. Is
what?
This like, I'm aware that you have like an ongoing aging bit.
Yeah.
But how much of it is a bit or like, are you actually afraid of aging? I don't know if I've ever asked you that.
I hate aging.
Really?
Yeah, we should do an aging episode. You know what? I've been running into a lot of I've been running into a lot of anti-aging shamers recently.
What is it? Wait. Anti-aging shamers.
So
people that are like, you need to age like gracefully vibes.
Yes, that's like a really big push right now, and I'm gonna need all those people to just shut up. Like, I'm not telling you to not age gracefully, you know? We just gotta let people...
I'm not telling your wrinkly face to not age gracefully, okay?
I'm letting your fucking wrinkles slide right by me, bitch. So, on TikTok all the time, in the comments or on the TikToks themselves, I see people being like... Especially to women specifically.
Yeah.
But people being like, this is what happens when you don't age gracefully. Just shut up. Literally shut up.
Totally. I agree.
So what? I don't want to age gracefully.
Yeah.
I want to fight
people, some people want to be a plastic doll. Some people want to be Cher. You know, it is what it is.
And some people want to be old saggy hags. And, you know, both of those are fair trajectories in life.
Okay, I do find that's interesting on TikTok because I am getting comments like that where I think sometimes people don't realize that they swing so far one way that they like swing back around and then they become shamers again. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm
when
like,
they swing so hard into feminism that they come back around into being anti-women.
Yes. Yeah. Literally. Like, sometimes I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? So I posted a TikTok where I was using Crest white strips. Now, I will say, I'm going to be
okay, patriarchy.
For a right? So I'm going to be vulnerable for a minute and say that my entire life, I didn't drink coffee up until like 2 or 3 years ago. I don't know. Time's a blur now, but I literally had never had a cup of coffee. I worked in a fucking coffee shop for years and I didn't have coffee. I just drank tea, whatever. And then
back in the years you weren't letting loose.
Back when I wasn't letting loose. And now I'm just like a loosey goosey with my, you know, coffee machine just rocking and rolling every morning. Literally. So I'm now a coffee gal, okay? And I will say that I didn't notice how yellow my teeth were getting. Like, I've always had, I think I've been lucky in that I've always had fairly like naturally white teeth. I know genetically some people like just have whiter teeth. And I have been pretty lucky with that. And then all of a sudden, one day I looked in the mirror and you know how like when something happens slow, you don't notice? I looked in the mirror and I was like, are my teeth fucking like really yellow? Like, what is going on here? Like really yellow. And I got scared. I got panicked and scared. So I started a teeth whitening routine. Okay. And I will say I've been doing it for like 3 weeks now, and I started with the strips, and now I have the little light and stuff like that. And it has
fuckers like white.
Well, this is the light right now. Like, let's be real. This isn't reality. But
you look like the
fucking glowing. But I will say, my self-confidence has skyrocketed for something that I chose for myself. And I know it's not that deep, like, jokes aside, it's why am I talking about teeth whitening? But I do think it goes into all sorts of spaces, like you were just talking about. And I posted a TikTok on, like, things that make me feel like more put together, that don't include makeup. And I was like, oh, you know, I like to wear like fragrance. I like to, now I've been doing like whitening, da 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 da. I got like 8 comments right away of people being like, or we could just let our teeth naturally do what they do, dot dot dot. And I was like,
okay, then do it.
Sure. I'm telling you what I like to do.
Whiten their teeth.
Literally. So I was like, this is what, but people are so annoying. And I've noticed that on other people's videos. People are like, or we could just let ourselves be ourselves. It's like, yeah, we absolutely can, but this person didn't want to.
Yeah. Mine was because I obviously, TikTok has heard me talk about aging just in my, it's my FBI agent is making notes, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just in my general life, my FBI agent hears me talking about not wanting to age. And I'm sure they've seen my Google searches of like, how do I not age? Things like that.
Yeah.
So I just naturally had shifted onto anti-aging TikTok, mm-hmm. and I was loving it. And it was like the people putting those fucking frownies on when they go to bed.
Yes.
And it was all the people doing the natural anti-aging, which, like, I'm sure people got hate in the comments for saying that it was natural as well. So I, as somebody who enjoys Botox, was watching this like, I could do it that way. And half the comments are like, well, you wouldn't have to do all this, you could just age naturally. Or like the people
like,
that
fuck,
like, just
shut
go to
up
bed if you want to go to bed. Go to bed, like, with nothing on your face.
People need to learn how to be like a bit more fun. Like, it's the classic line, like, you must be fun at parties. Like, ask yourself before you comment on a social media post in the future. That's just for anyone out there. Like, is this giving the vibe that I'm fun at parties? This comment. Like, is it necessary? What's going on?
Before you type, just think, is this giving?
Exactly. Is this giving? And then it's
did I give?
No, I didn't. I'm just being like a little wah-wah in the comment section. Like, some people want to stick things to their forehead every night to not have a wrinkle in the morning. And that's for them to do.
And I know a lot of things beauty-wise are like the game of comparison. I understand that.
Yeah.
My battle with aging has nothing to do with comparing myself to other people, because most of the time men don't give a fuck about anti-aging. So like, I'm not really comparing myself to a lot. It's something I enjoy. And I would like to enjoy it in peace. And I would like to enjoy it.
And that is my wish for you, Sean. You know what? Going into your 30s, I want you to enjoy being wrinkle-free in peace.
Thank you. That's all I've asked for.
You're so welcome. I have other things to catch up on. Go ahead. Spring.
Is this
going to
be a catch-up?
Sorry. Are we actually doing spring? Like, what do you mean? Like, what is spring?
What is spring? Well, Brie, it's March 21st, tomorrow. It's actually, so they also do this thing, Groundhog Day, where a literal rodent out of the ground and they say, is it spring? And they don't take into account that this rodent might have generational trauma or anything. They don't ask this rodent how it's doing. They don't really get the backstory of said rodent. And then they just really pull it from its home and force it right into productivity, which I think is just really, you know, really speaks to our current climate.
Capitalism. There's capitalism somewhere in there for sure.
Is there groundhog merch?
There definitely is.
I don't know. Like, does the groundhog have workers' comp? Like,
the
working conditions are just not
there.
They're not. No.
Has anyone asked the groundhog if the groundhog wants to do this? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Or has the groundhog been asked if they think that this is a believable science? You know.
True.
I think we need to be doing a lot more to protect these workers. So
you know what? I take it back when I said, what are we going to talk about in terms of spring? Because clearly there's a lot to get to.
There's a lot. I could talk about fucking rodents for 45 minutes. But this isn't Groundhog Day. It's spring.
Okay. Can I talk about something that's an update that I think might somewhat have to do with spring?
Okay. I'm going to say, for everyone listening, okay, yeah, I've tried to steer this podcast in the direction of spring, but Brianne has a vice grip on catching up.
I'm going to give you your moment in a minute, yeah, and I'm so excited to hear what you have to say about spring.
Well, look how wrinkle-free my forehead looks in this light.
It looks gorgeous and stunning and glowing, and not a single wrinkle to be seen.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't wait to hear the deep dive on spring. But first, adjacent to spring, I went to my first spring adjacent, because technically it wasn't in spring, but it was close. A first lesbian wedding. And let me tell you, I had to fact check myself on the fact that it was my first.
People, it seems anti-gay that it's your
first. It does.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in my 30s. Sorry, I'm in my 70s.
You could say you're deeply in your 30s. I am balls deep in my 30s.
Absolutely. And I was like, wait a second. Like, when I was about to say that for TikTok clicks, I was like, is this my first? Like, what? And then I was like, I'm going to really offend someone if I've been to their wedding and they're gay before. But no, I've never been to a gay person's wedding. And I can't tell if that's an issue with gay people not wanting to get married, or if it's an issue of gay people not wanting me to be present when they get married.
I think it's more that one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fair assessment. I came to the same conclusion, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But I was hoping as a friend you might steer it in the other direction. But okay.
No, we just unlocked gay weddings, like, for most people pretty recently. So I wouldn't say it's the lack of excitement to get married, but
right.
I would say it's a more obvious secondary issue.
Okay, so I have a question for you regarding gay weddings.
Okay.
And my question is, for being at this wedding and then also seeing a lot of weddings happen online, right? Like, I'm on lesbian TikTok, LGBTQ+, I follow like Out Magazine, and I see all the posts all the time. And I'm always like very interested in the concept of interworking your queerness into the wedding planning itself. Like, for me personally, and I feel like this was very much the case at the wedding that I was at. It's not a secret. It's Cammie and Taryn's wedding. I'm posting about it, so whatever.
Oh my God, they got married? For exclusive.
I kept saying it like it was like, I was at a mystery lesbian wedding. No, I was at Cammie and Taryn's wedding. Anyways. For my wedding and at this one, it was very much the case that, like, if you just replaced one of the brides with a groom, none of the planning would be any different. Like, the gay aspect of the wedding was the fact that the brides were gay.
Yeah, that's usually how it works.
Yes, but you see all of these, and I get it. I share in the excitement that, like, especially for a lot of people who have moved through a lot of like hardship when it comes to their coming out or finding acceptance, that they really want to create this like over the top, like loud and proud space. But some weddings out there are looking like a pride festival. Like, it's like rainbows everywhere. It's like the whole, like, they've got drag performers performing, everything. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just curious, like, what is your take? Like, how would you incorporate your queerness in a way other than just being a groom, marrying a groom?
I think it would be that one. But I also think it is like completely, if you were to take the crowd at a pride parade and you could see how everybody chooses to express and relate to their queerness outwardly, you could probably take a lineup of people and dissect pretty easily what their wedding would look like.
Right. Like base, you know? Like it's almost like it falls under the same umbrella of people who like to wear rainbow pride shirts or people who want to wear like a more subdued look.
Totally.
Okay. I get
and
that.
And like, I love being gay, but I don't visually like rainbows. So would I have a rainbow at my wedding? No. I don't even know if I would have color at my wedding, let alone multiple colors.
It's actually, the world becomes black and white, like an old
it
film.
It is grayscale, yeah.
We're going to have special effects artists before to come in.
Life-altering vision care, and no one can see in color ever again, but the day is beautiful.
Yeah, okay. Wow, I can't wait. That sounds beautiful. I think I'm going to start a new TikTok series where I find couples that I can tell are planning their wedding, and I guess whether or not they're going to have rainbows at it.
Here's another series you could start. You find people that are getting gay married, and you try to get invited because it hasn't worked out for you so far.
Me just in comments like, wow, the planning looks like it's going amazing. If you need another couple of guests, you know where to come.
I'm free that weekend.
Oh my god.
Got lots of travel points to use.
Oh no. Wow. Okay. Yeah. I also have a new ick I discovered, and then we can move on to the deep-rooted spring.
Deep-rooted. So, yeah, okay. Like roots, because things bloom in spring.
Exactly. And you know what else bloomed? A new ick for me. I have a new ick.
What is that?
You know what? I think it used to be something that just annoyed me, but now it's like something that I can't move past. Okay. And that is, I was recently out and I came across someone who has a fairly large following, you know, like a reasonable size influencer, has been around for a while. And they were so fucking rude and dismissive to anyone who didn't have a following of sorts. And I genuinely felt like sick. Like, I was like, this is the worst kind of person.
I don't know if that's an ick necessarily, because I think most people have an ick of human decency.
Yes, I agree. Maybe it's not an ick. I was trying to tie it into like bloom, a new thing bloomed up for me.
You're trying too hard.
I was going too hard. You know what? I was here for Ryan and Blaze trying to make the spring thing happen, okay? And this is where it led me. But I was just like baffled by this because I will not talk to this person like again. I was like horrified by it. And
I need the behind the BTS.
Oh, I will. I will be divulging for sure. But I think there's also another layer to that. And that other layer is that your connection or relationship to that person, very quickly you realize that it has nothing to do with who you are.
Right.
Like, I think this person doing that didn't realize, or maybe like isn't aware, that anyone with any level of intelligence would realize that, oh, so you're only nice to me because you think I also have something to offer in your mind. So like you actually, you know what I mean? So you actually like don't care about me at all. And I think it's like a really fucked up thing about social media that people like care about the numbers or are conscious of it. Like, I can't imagine going into a space or a dinner party or whatever and like having that awareness sway any way that I communicate or talk to people in general. And it was, I've seen it a lot. Like, I've been aware of it a lot, but I've never seen it happen so blatantly. Like, it it was so obvious.
I think the biggest issue with social media is we told a lot of uninteresting people that they're interesting.
True.
And that's kind of where it began and where it ended.
I would agree with that. I also think that I saw someone on TikTok the other day say that they were an influencer and they'd been going to influencer parties in LA and stuff. And they were like, I cannot emphasize enough that some of the worst people I've met have the biggest followings and are the most loved on the internet.
Well, I like to think about it as like, I was weirdly thinking about this like 2 weeks ago because I saw a TikTok about it as well. I don't know if it was the same person.
Yeah.
But being an influencer is a job. Yeah. But it's probably one of the very few jobs, if not the only job, that you don't have some sort of formal interview to get. There are no references being checked. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have a conversation with one or a few people to try to like prove that you're a good fit, you're a good person, you can handle yourself in situations. Like when you go to a fucking job interview, they're like, tell me one time that you tried to do something and it went wrong and how you handled that.
Yeah.
Like just questions that you can get a good grasp of on somebody's personality and how they interact with others.
Mm-hmm.
There's none of that. And then they automatically have this job and then they're broadcast out to the entire world.
Totally.
So it's like, I see how there's issues with it.
Well, I also think like that's, you could say the same for an entrepreneur and in a similar sense, like.
Have you ever met an entrepreneur that doesn't suck though?
No, but this is what I'm saying. Like influencers are similar to entrepreneurs, right? In the sense that like people assume because a product is awesome and the products could be like a physical product or it could be the content that they enjoy watching that this person is like editing down, and that's not to take away from like entrepreneurs work really fucking hard, you know, they can create some amazing products out there, like, you know, there's so many small businesses out there that are awesome, etc. But at the end of the day, like, you have to remember that the content that you're consuming, especially for like TikTokers or people with heavily edited like Instagram or YouTube videos that aren't just kind of like free flowing, that this is a product, right? Like, you have to remember, like, this is exactly how this person wants you to perceive them in this moment. And usually if they're good at it, which equates to being widely followed, they're smart enough to know how to steer that perception.
It's the exact opposite of Lucy LaDuca.
Exactly. And I think that's what we have to start remembering is like some people are really fucking good at social media and I'm not taking that away from them. And that takes intelligence and it takes hard work, but that doesn't mean that they're a good person. It just means that they're really good at like knowing what people want to hear, knowing how to edit themselves down, knowing how they're coming off and being perceived. Like they're branding themselves.
Well,
and
I think you make a very important point by saying a lot of the time, bad people can be good at things.
Exactly. They're not mutually exclusive. Exactly. Bad people can be fucking great at things. Think of some of the biggest CEOs in the world. Like they're great at the bad shit that it's what it is, right?
They're great at ruining the planet and not paying their employees.
Something interesting though that's happening, I think, with the influencer like game, if you will, and like the industry, is that back in the old days when it was just like influencers were expected to create like one YouTube video every week or every 2 weeks, and it was like a heavily edited, like, you know, 10-minute vlog or 10-minute sit-down video. And other than that, you weren't getting like a lot of peeks into their world. Like it wasn't the level it is now with consistent stories and like multiple TikToks a day and Instagrams and podcasts and everything else, that there wasn't a lot of room unless you were like a genuinely awful person or just really dumb at it to kind of get canceled or get caught. And like the people that were getting canceled were like outwardly, like they didn't care that they were being an asshole. Whereas now, like, we're seeing this kind of turnaround of influencers really quick where they get like big overnight. And again, doesn't mean that they're a good person necessarily because they got big overnight. Like, I was laughing at a comment the other day on one of Alex Earl's, for if you don't know, is like the new like TikTok it girl for the listeners out there, videos. And they're like, damn, I really like this content. Like, I hope it lasts like at least a few months before she gets canceled.
Truly. That's because all people are asking for.
Because people are finding these people, they blow up overnight, and then the internet works fucking hard. Like, within 5 months, if there's dirt to dig up on you, they will find it. And also a lot of these people that are blowing up overnight haven't been on the internet for a long time. So they maybe haven't been like monitoring what they're posting on the internet for their whole life because it's kind of a newer thing. So then people are very like, there's so much out there that they can easily find that like just cancels them. Like the whole like Michaela stuff, like Makeup by Michaela, whether you agree with that or not, like,
yeah,
she blew up and then now everyone's like on this like brigade secret. It's crazy.
It's interesting. I am currently obsessed with a stay-at-home mom.
Oh.
From New Jersey.
Okay.
And she is incredibly Jersey. She has two kids named Mariella and Serafina.
Oh, love. And love.
I am so obsessed with her videos. She makes multiple videos a day, and I watch them at the end of every day. And
oh, I like would that.
Absolutely heartbroken if I found out that she was a racist.
Right? This is also something that I think happens to queer people and of course people of color, black people, you know, indigenous people, that as soon as you're a part of any form of marginalized group, there is this weird awareness when you're watching somebody that you're like, damn, if I dug too deeply, would I found out that they hate me?
Yeah. Like truly. Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people I comfort watch that I'm like, if I didn't have my blinders on and I wasn't just being like blissfully ignorant, I would probably realize that they like aren't chill with lesbians. Like, yeah. It just is what it is, you know?
You're like, oh, this is a comfort watch, but you are definitely anti-queer.
Yes. And it's like, it's funny to me, but it's also like really sad. But I think TikTok is that too, because so much of people's content is like one niche. So like you were saying, like there's this one Italian mom that I watch who's like obvious, like very like old school Italian, like religious, like whatever. She's got a strong accent and she just like makes a meal every day, but it's super like unedited and stripped down. And I love watching it. I'm like, I'm never going to put this effort into these meals, but I will watch every fucking video you post. And I'm like, damn, if I was your daughter, you'd like kick my ass out. Like, this is what it is.
I don't know why I'm on mom talk. Like, I don't have kids. I'm not a mother.
You're turning 30. They said it's mom talk time.
Literally. They said your eggs are drying up. And I said, kind of. So I've been on this Jersey mom. And then I've also been on this white trash mom. That's what she calls herself.
Okay.
And it's just this woman who lives, I don't know, probably somewhere I couldn't pronounce or locate on a map in America. Mm-hmm. She describes herself as white trash. She feeds her kids like bagel bites every day because that's the only thing they like. And she has, she has one buzz ball every night. And
that's the funniest drink of day choice too.
Literally.
Like instead of being like, I'm going to have like two beers or like two glasses of wine, like just gonna throw back a buzz ball.
She like sips it. Like she's white trash, so it's like deluxe for her. Like they're her favorite things ever. She smokes weed and then is like fighting people in the comments. She's like, it's illegal in my state. Like, sorry, I smoke weed and have kids.
Oh,
anyways, I've been obsessed with her TikTok too. I've learned entirely about her husband that doesn't have a job and does karate and doesn't really take care of the kids. And all of her comments are telling her to break up with him. And now she's in this new story arc of like finding her own strength and stuff. This is the side of TikTok. Wow,
this is juicy. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going
to say it's so easy to start like parasocial relationships with these people, right? Because you're just like, it's like there's so much content. It's like I can check in on you every fucking day. Like what? Like, you know?
I just want to sit around like a fire, drink a buzz ball, pick her brain, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, she'd hate you, but besides that.
That's the thing. That's what I was going to circle back with. I was like, you describe yourself as white trash mom. So mind you, I think she seems pretty liberal. She has like tattoos and smokes weed and stuff. So
maybe she's like the white trash mom that will also like go to drag shows. You know, one of those ones that are kind of like, they trick you. Like you're like, oh, you look like a Republican. And then it's like, no, you went so far right that again, you swung back left.
Yeah,
because you're just like everyone, like some people go so far right, then they swing back because they realize like my whole thing, my whole prerogative is about letting people do whatever the fuck they want to do. And while I don't agree with certain things that they say, like guns and etc., about letting everyone have and do whatever the fuck they want to do, they also realize like you can't have that opinion on everything, but not the gays.
True. I honestly have more faith in white trash mom than I do in Jersey mom in terms of if somebody's going to back me in a fight.
If you're choosing your fighter, you're going white trash mom. I mean, that's the obvious choice. Let's be real. Buzzball equipped. Like,
like six buzzballs in.
Okay, so I need to hear from you since you are our local expert on the seasons. What is spring to you? Like, you know, what were you hoping to dive into today in spring, the spring episode?
There's so much to dive into, Bree, and I'm so happy that you've given me around 4 minutes to talk about spring.
Of course, you know, I wanted to make sure you had sufficient time.
Well, okay, so seasonally speaking, I would say that spring brings the most change. Spring is really the season of change.
Okay, rebirth.
Rebirth. I do, besides the seasonal allergies, think that it is the seasonal switch that offers the most hope and outlook on the seasons to come.
Okay.
Because like going into fall, you know that you're going into darkness. Then it's winter. It is the darkness. Spring is coming out of that. And then summer, I'm going to get burnt. So.
Right.
You know?
So.
Okay. I'll field a question. Yes, ma'am.
I'm curious because I do feel in a strange way that you may be cheating on the other seasons, because I do feel like if I remember when we've done the other seasonal episodes, you've kind of implied that they are your favorite. So you're here today.
I would say fall. I'm not saying it's my favorite. I'm saying that it offers the most ability to be a favorite. It is not my favorite.
Oh. I'm just saying. It's the obvious choice, but you've gone against the grain with fall.
Well, I don't like any of the things that it starts to create, really. I don't
like hope.
Like hope, like sunshine, like blossoming little fucking
baby goats.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I know the local farm, the goats are getting born soon, so I'm very excited about that. Yeah.
No, I like fall. We know this, but we're just talking about spring. So,
okay. Fair. You know? Yeah. Okay.
You asked what spring was to me and I let you know.
Okay. I love that. Okay.
Yeah.
And what are you looking forward to this spring?
What am I looking forward to this spring? April 21st. It's honestly just, you know, the perfect day. Just can have a light jacket.
Not too warm, not too cold.
Exactly. Yeah. Is it actually April 21st? What is the day that they say in the movie?
I don't know what the date is. That movie is great. I need to go back and watch it. Miss Congeniality, honestly, for anyone wondering.
I don't know. I'm so clouded by my 30th birthday that I don't know if there's much to look forward to, you know?
It is so fucking wild to me that
someone like, this I feel youthful like could be turning 30.
No, that's an obvious that you like, I think because I'm 31 in my mind, everyone's 31. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just no. like, oh, we're all the same age. Like, I just like, right. I mentally am just like, we're all the same age. Like, that's what's happening. And I also think it's interesting to me that I've always known that you've like had, as I said earlier, a bit of an age bit going, but I didn't yeah. know that it actually like kind of fucked with your psyche.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I hate it.
Because I like
Brie, the best bits are rooted in trauma.
That's true. That's true. But I thought this was going to be, for anyone who's been around for a while, you know, the lore of Sean thinking that he was going to kick it before 30. So I thought this was going to be like so celebratory. And like, speaking of new beginnings, like you have a whole new decade to look forward to. And then here you are like Gloomy McGloomerson.
Yeah, that's me. I mean, we could fully get into this if you want a full, you know, 45 minute trauma dump, but
let's do it. I think we should do an age episode, because I do think, jokes aside, that this is fascinating to me. And I also think, based on how our podcast really started, of kind of talking about topics with the comparison of a lesbian perspective and a gay man perspective,
right,
I do think that the way that age is perceived is very, very different in gay male culture and like lesbian culture.
Totally.
So we should, you know what? Everyone stay tuned for the age episode. People are on the edge of their fucking seats.
I feel like, yeah, it'll be interesting. Mine, I mean, I've talked about this with my therapist a bunch, so I'll just, you know, relay some of the notes that I've gotten.
I love that. Yeah, you know what? Bring your therapist in. Let's just get it. Phone a friend. Hey, can I borrow those notes you took from that session? I'm just gonna read them out loud for the podcast for the world to hear. Absolutely. Well, you know what? Today, I really do think that we did a deep dive into spring.
So deep. We really wrapped up all the burning questions.
About, and I think if someone, you know, was new to this podcast and they just thought, oh, you know what, I'd really love to listen to a podcast about spring, and they clicked on this episode, yeah, they would feel totally like giving us 5 stars, because they just got so much spring content.
Quenched. Completely
they're,
quenched.
Yeah, their thirst for spring is quenched.
I would assume, this is just my assumption, but I feel yeah. pretty correct on this one. Mm-hmm. I would assume that they listened to this mm-hmm. and they said, this is such great content. I don't know if I can handle, you know, so many episodes in between, but I will be coming back 3 months from now for the next seasonal episode, because it was just such great informative mm-hmm. quality content.
Yeah, like so. Let's pretend someone was just dropped on this earth, like an alien creature, and they didn't yes. know what spring really was. They would
they
leave this podcast, yeah, just feeling enriched with knowledge.
Exactly.
Which is so important to us, as you know.
And, you know, here at I Can Explain, we fully explained mm-hmm. spring.
We did. And you know what? We're just consistently nailing it, aren't we?
Yeah. I
love
agree.
That. I agree. I love that for us. Well, to everyone listening, I first want to say we haven't finished this recording yet, so we don't know how great the quality is going to be on this online platform. So if it wasn't the best, I'm sorry. And if it was great,
with
you're
that
welcome.
Attitude, it's going to be awful. I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to slay.
Well, you know what? It's the season of hope. So I'm going to hope for a perfect episode. Wherever you're listening, make sure to follow or subscribe. And until next time, we will see you around the neighborhood. It's delayed. It's delayed.
It wasn't delayed for me.
Oh, okay, perfect. Well, maybe, you know what? Maybe I was just talking over you the whole time. We'll find out in post.
It's probably because I believe in the quality.
That's true. Happy spring, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye.